Hey guys, it's Computed here. I'm just giving you a little bit of an update about the whole Apple situation, iPhone 3G and 3GS unlocking with 3.1. Basically, if you have an unlocked iPhone 3G, 3GS, whatever, and want to keep your unlock, or if you're planning to unlock in the future, or ever think you might minuscule chance of unlocking, do not update to 3.1. It will screw you over. It updates the baseband firmware, which is what the unlock runs off. And it patches the injection vector that we used to gain access to the baseband and inject Ultra Snow. Which basically means you can't unlock it anymore. Luckily for you, we will be releasing some software just to patch out the baseband update. And when that's patched out, then you can update safely using your patched up IVSW. And don't update to iTunes 9 because we don't really know what effect it has on jailbreaking yet. And you will need that to to update with 3.1 patched out baseband. The other thing is, if you've got a 3GS, don't screw your phone up for the minute because you can't downgrade it. You can't restore to 3.0.1 or 3.0 because Apple have stopped you. You can only update to 3.1, which means you can't unlock it very well. So I hope you've got all your iBEC and IBSS signatures because you can't capture them anymore for now. How fun is that? And 3.1 is going to be a problem, obviously, for all your unlockers. So no more SSH into 3GS. If you've got a 3G or a 2G, then you're fine. Apple haven't changed anything for that. It's just the way that they verify the 3GS restore process. So just as a little recap, don't update to 3.1 if you ever want to unlock, and don't update to iTunes 9 for now. Okay, that's it. Computed out.